Tonight, I am speaking to you because there is a growing humanitarian and security crisis at our southern border.
Traditionally, a presidential Oval Office address is reserved for times of great national importance that rise above partisan politics. But with Trump's speech and then the response by Democrats, Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, politics were in full view. Here's Pelosi.
Sadly, much of what we heard from President Trump throughout this census shutdown has been full of misinformation and even malice.
It's unfortunate that we're having to still play these shutdown politics.
Republican Congressman Will Hurd represents the 23rd District of Texas that stretches across much of the U.S.-Mexico border. If there is a crisis on the border, he would be one of the first to know. Instead, he said he was not convinced by Trump's address that a wall is needed.
I've been very clear, building a 30-foot-high concrete structure from sea to shining sea is the most expensive and least effective way to do border security.
Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar, who also represents a Texas border district, said Trump's logic for the wall and how it would pay for itself is fundamentally flawed.
I know he's saying that, you know, there'll be some savings that go into the federal government that will pay for the wall. That's not the way it operates. It doesn't work that way.
While the speech was billed as a national address about the security crisis on the border, both sides, Trump and Pelosi Schumer, were looking to defend their dug-in positions on the ongoing government shutdown. Cuellar said this is not fair to federal employees.
What does education have to do with the wall? What does community affairs have to do with that? What does the housing have to do with it? What does the IRS payments have to do with it? Let's open up those agencies and continue negotiating on Homeland, but don't do it on the back of those 800,000 federal employees.
James Dickey, the chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, warned that agreeing to fund the government before getting the money for the wall would be a mistake for Trump.
I think it's not coincidental that their solution to compromising at all on anything he would like would be for them to get everything they would like and him to get nothing.
Dickey said the partial government shutdown is not a concern compared to the need for a border wall.
As I've talked to friends and neighbors and people I've encountered out in the public, it's actually been refreshing to see the reminder of how little people's day-to-day lives depends on the federal government, as it should be.
Dickey said Trump was on target about the crisis on the border. The head of the Texas Republican Party said it was the Democratic response that was out of touch.
The Democrats kept trying to say, who are you going to believe, us or your own lying eyes?
But Scott Stewart, a tactical analyst for Stratfor, a geopolitical intelligence platform, pointed out that Trump's statements about the wall have holes in them, particularly when it comes to stopping the flow of illegal drugs.
Most of the high-value drugs are actually coming through border points of entry. They're being brought in cars, they're being brought in, you know, semi-trucks hidden within commerce, on trains, on planes. So they're not, by and large, coming through these open stretches of desert.
Another talking point used by Trump is the impact illegal immigration is having on jobs in America. Again, here's Republican Congressman Will Hurd.
We are at 3.9% unemployment. We should be figuring out how to put these people to work.
Hurd said one of the best parts of Trump's speech is what he didn't say.
I'm glad he didn't call for a national emergency because I believe calling for a national emergency would be a gross abuse of power and would be automatically challenged in the courts. So I'm glad that was not part of the speech. I hope it's not a part of the strategy going forward.
If there is a Trump strategy for moving forward on solving the government shutdown, right now it seems stuck between a wall and a hard place. David Martin Davies reporting for the Texas Standard.